We are pleased to chat with you. We want to talk about superheroes, which we have like a bent towards, physically, non-physically. We love them. We love the thought of it out there. We love to hear that it's occurring as we speak. We love the colors, we love the shapes, we love the flying, we love everything, everything that is related to it.
What do you think rings your bells about superheroes so much? What do they mean to you?
I'll make it more simple, but I love the strength, the connectedness. I love that it's more than I see here.
I think it's an actualization of goodness. In other words, they're heroes, not villains. They have superpowers, meaning they work for good. What is it about that is so intriguing to you?
It's not even the category. It's not even the good versus the evil, in a sense. It's just coming into the power, feeling it, knowing that there's more than humanly possible, knowing that it's out there, and knowing that I can feel it inside. It's it's my bent in life. So bottom line, I just love them. I almost don't even, I'm not looking to rescue. I'm just looking to be honest, it and enjoy it. I'm not saying that I wouldn't step into the role, but I love the fact that in looking more towards the fun you're having with this, because I can feel you guys having fun with it. And I just am looking for more avenues that I can personally enjoy this unfolding.
Well, we think that the reason that your, not just you, but your world has over some time been infatuated with the idea of superheroes is because everyone recognizes at very deep levels that they are much more than they are allowing themselves to be. Everyone recognizes that life is supposed to go well and that it is supposed to be easy. And everyone recognizes at some level, now we're talking about levels beyond consciousness in most cases, that it is the power of thought that makes things be. And so we think that what you're tapping into is, we think that what the whole superhero experience represents, that and what you're getting from it, is that everyone has the ability to be more than they are allowing themselves to be, much, 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 much more than they are allowing themselves to be. And when you watch something like that being played out, whether it's in a comic book or on a television or movie screen, when you watch it being played out and you allow yourself to forget about whatever it is you've been thinking about and be absorbed in the some would call it frivolousness, we would call it detachment of the story. As you allow yourself to become immersed in that story, often you line up with who you really are in a grander way than many do even in a gathering like this, or than many do when they go to church, or than many do under any other condition. Because what you're talking about, for most, they would call it myth. They would call it fiction or fantasy. But there is a larger part of you that understands that none of it is myth or fantasy, that there is a powerful being within you that is ready to come out if you will but allow it. And we think your love of participating in the idea of that is that you see it as a way, you have felt it as a way where when you are immersed in it, you can selfishly come into alignment with the superpowers within yourself, and the teacher in you sees it as a means that it helps others to align also. It's why children so readily take to those ideas. They feel an invincibility about themselves that most adults have long left behind, but that invincibility is there. In other words, the idea that under any and all conditions you can still survive, and it doesn't matter what comes at you, you still make it through, and it doesn't matter what anybody else says about you, you're still who you are, and you're so clear, we're speaking from the superhero perspective that you're talking about, but it doesn't matter, it does not matter what anyone thinks of you, your clarity about who you are is still there. In other words, we think you're just finding a very clever way to remind us and others that these ideas are not new. They've been around for a long time. It's just another way of coming into personal empowerment. And it's interesting, as we listen to you here and as we feel the vibration of those who are listening to you, there is an attitude of frivolousness about this subject, sort of like, oh, shouldn't we be talking about more important things? And we want to say that there is no more important thing than talking about coming into one's own empowerment. And it doesn't really matter what excuse you use to come into your empowerment, coming into alignment with who you are is always an important thing. And that's what you've been feeling about our involvement in all of this, you see. We know who you all are. We've been standing over there in the vibrational escrow vortex of who you all are. We've seen you before you came forth into this physical body. We've seen the evolution of that which you are, and we never look at the disconnected part of you. We have our eyes only upon who you really are, you see. And so when you catch a glimpse of that, sometimes you interpret it in the way Esther's interpreting here. Sometimes you interpret it in the format of superhero. But in any event, you are all so much more than you are usually allowing yourself to be. We're glad you are intoxicated with the idea of being the whole being that you are.
When you had mentioned that we're all on our own surfboards, that you basically balance yourself on your own surfboard and you allow everybody else to connect to source and be on their surfboards, it really resonated with me. And loving superheroes, there's a superhero called Silver Surfer who surfs the galaxies on his surfboard, and he generates the energy that propels him. And I was thinking that right now, everybody, the wholeness of the universe is going around flying like the surfer. Like, it is available out there currently. When I'm a match to it, I'm a match to it vibrationally. You can call it, if you want to start categorizing things, vibrational superhero. But vibrationally, I'm there. I can see the board lighting. I can feel the energy. I can feel the invincibility of being able to fly by planets and things that...
Well, what you're describing that it is all set up for your successful achievement. In other words, yeah, we tell the story a little differently as we talk about coming from source and focusing into an environment and how the contrast inspires you to your unique ideas of how you would like the world to improve or your own experience to be. But you're absolutely accurate when you say that that grid of energy is already there, that it's everything that is necessary for the achievement of anything is already within your grasp. It's just a matter of you tuning yourself to participate within it in whatever way you want to. Yes.
But it's actualized. That's why I can see it emotionally. I can't see it physically, but I can feel it. I can see it. It's actualized. It's out there. It's there. That's how I know I'm connecting. So... any tips on how to further actualize that? I'm not saying necessarily physically, but any, I know meditation, I know other things. I don't know if there's anything else that would help release the resistance and just allow more of it to flow. Now, I'm not pushing it. I know that it's kind of like a cake in the oven, that it'll...
Well, the only thing that is necessary for your personal accomplishment is, you see, the tricky thing about talking about superheroes is that you make them unique and rare. And where you see most of the world as not so unique and not so rare, and the superhero as someone who has found a way to tap in. And there's nothing wrong with that, because we acknowledge that there are many more people who are not allowing themselves to go with the flow of who they are than are. And so we're not saying that you're off at all in that awareness. But the question that you really have to put to yourself is, which category do you see yourself in? Do you see yourself as tuned in, tapped in, turned on? Do you see yourself as one who understands the laws of the universe and understand? In other words, it is a tremendous advantage to anyone who gets their thoughts wrapped around the idea of law of attraction. Just understanding law of attraction and understanding the vibrational feeling of alignment with who you are and misalignment with who you are gives you an incredible advantage over anyone that you would ever know. We would say anyone who understands law of attraction and anyone who understands this vibrational escrow that we've been talking about, and anyone who has conscious awareness of reaching for better feeling thoughts, who can actually feel the difference between coming into alignment or being out of alignment, that is someone who has given themselves the advantage and, if you will, with your analogy, put themselves in the category of being able to accomplish anything that they want. So the question that we would put to ourselves if we were standing in your shoes and if we were wanting to use the analogy that you are conjuring here would be, am I in the category of superhero? Have I given myself the power? Have the power is there for everyone. Have I found the key to it, you see? And so if you're wanting to play the game and you're wanting to play it out in the arena that you've been playing it out, we would write the stories of how you bestowed the power to yourself. In other words, write the story where you, through life, discovered the key. Write that story. Give yourself the key to that power.
That sounds great.
It is great. Very good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Wait. We've done it to you again. Just remember that there is no injustice anywhere in the universe.